Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
What's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 327, recorded from the DeFauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin down in Florida. How are you doing today, Mike?
Doing good, Mr. Klinsman.
How's the weather?
It's warm.
Warm. That's good. I mean, it's summer now.
I felt like I was at Disney yesterday. I was laying out by the pool, and it was just, the sun was just beating on you.
Yeah.
Felt like you were at one of those resorts just hanging out.
Even in the lanai.
Oh, yeah. It's hot. It's warm.
Did you get, like, the cicada noises? You know how it gets hot, you hear like the buzzing in the morning and the grass.
Yep, you hear them. Yeah, I hear them at night, like when we do our last walk with Fenway Rhodes.
Yeah, I like that noise. That's one of my favorite noises.
In the frog noise.
Yeah, those are good Florida noises.
You like Florida noises?
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
The only thing I don't like about Florida, and I think I've told you this, is the grass.
Ugh.
The grass is pretty terrible, isn't it?
It's so bad. It's so
like it's
hard.
Not even nice to walk on. It like cuts your feet almost.
Nah, it's not that bad. Once you fertilize it quite a bit, it's actually like carpet. Like there's some people who live in the more mature houses, and it's like carpet. It's so soft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good something to strive for, I guess.
It's just so hard to cut.
Yeah. Well, you were. In the market, or you already purchased a new lawnmower? Is that correct?
Yep. I used it yesterday.
How was it?
That's fantastic.
Now, do you think a lot of it has to do with just getting brand new sharp blades on it?
Or
just
yeah, overall, I think there's a good thing? I think there's some of that, but the self-propelled, you have to have a self-propelled down here with the St. Augustine grass.
It's just too hard to push through the grass without it.
Yeah, because I tried it. And it was still like my old throwaway. It was just so hard to push. You feel like you're like a lineman, and you're trying to push that machine, the coaches on it, yelling at you. Like, that's how I feel sometimes. And, like, literally when I come in after cutting, like, I feel, like, just abused. Like, I'm sweating. My shirt is like you jumped into a pool. You have to pull it away from your chest first in order to take it off.
Yeah.
And so this self-propel, I used it. And it goes up to, like, 2.5 miles an hour.
You're like trying to keep up with it.
Yeah, so there's like parts in the back where like where I'm going the long way, and it's like I get it on 2.5, and I'm like using one hand. I'm like, this is silly. This is ridiculous.
Very nice. Yeah, it has the bag, so you collect all the clippings.
I just mulch.
You mulch it. Yeah,
I mulch.
Is that what most people do down there?
Yeah, my dad mulched too. Why, you a bad guy?
No, I don't. But most people up in the Northeast collect the clippings.
Oh, what do they use it?
No, they just put them in the bags and put them out by the street.
Oh, is there a disadvantage to mulching?
The only disadvantage is that if you have like weeds, you're just spreading it around the seeds for it. And then the advantage to mulching is there's nitrogen bound up in the actual leaf tissue, and if you mulch it, it goes back into the soil, so you don't have to fertilize as frequently if you mulch your clippings.
Yeah, because I've read a lot of advantages. There's also a thing, because the bag's on the back, but there's because there's three different things you can use, so you can open up the side compartment.
See, that's what I do. I do the side chute, yeah.
What does that do? Now, you're going to have clippings on your grass, right?
Yeah, but if you cut it often enough and it's not too long, it just blows away.
All right, I'll try that sometime.
Yeah. I mean, the mulch is good. Mulching's good, like, if you have, like, leaves and debris, because it keeps it all underneath. It kind of chops it up more.
Yeah.
But if the side shoot's good, if it, your grass is pretty dry and you just want it to kind of spread out across.
Okay.
As you cut. In my opinion.
In your humbled opinion.
My humble opinion, yeah. So it's a nice, it's battery powered too, is that right?
Yeah, yep.
So it's quiet. It must be very quiet.
Super quiet.
That's when a nice thing.
When I was watching YouTubes, they said that this is a great lawnmower when you're doing non-cutting hours, so you're not upsetting your neighbors.
Oh, that's true.
Because my next door neighbor has one. He swears by it. And there's times where Rhodes is just barking out the window. I'm like, dude. And I look out and he's cutting the grass. I can't even hear him. We're like in the living room. You can't even hear him. It's crazy.
That's funny. That's good, though.
Yeah, it was something that I didn't want to spend the money on. But, I mean, you know, you got to have. You cut 12 months a year here.
Was it a steel that you got?
Yeah, I got a steel.
Those are good machines.
From what I understand, like, they're really, because I have all their yard equipment, and I heard that lawnmowers are really good. So I went to this place because they said they had them, blah, blah, blah. So I go in there, and they're like, oh, you got to order it online. I'm like, oh, really? It said, like, you had them. He's like, no, he's like, we just don't stock them because we don't sell any of them. We don't sell many lawnmowers. He goes, we do all the weed whack and all that, but he said, I've only sold one lawnmower. I'm like, all right. I'm like, well, they got a deal anyways online where you get $75 off if you buy a second battery, and I definitely want to have a second battery.
Oh,
just
go.
For fault tolerance, because sometimes you can't get a full cut, and you last thing you want to do is have to charge a thing for a half hour and then go back out and cut.
Right, exactly.
So I went on the Steel website. Let's just say this was Tuesday, and I went on the website and ordered it. No, I ordered it Monday night, so after closing hours, blah, blah, blah. So Tuesday, I get an email from the parts manager. He's like, hey, I just received an order from Steel, blah, blah, blah. He said, we should have it in about 48 hours, maybe 72, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right. All of a sudden, the next day, I get an email that your product has arrived and you can come pick it up.
Oh, nice.
Like, this was in one day.
So quick turnaround there.
Super quick. And they set it up for you. So I drove over there, and by the time I got there, the guy was already putting it together, so you don't have to unbox it. Because I'm like, it's not going to fit my car in the box. He's like, oh, don't worry about it. He's like, we just put it together. I get rid of all the boxes for you and this and that, and we'll just fold it up and put it in your back seat. It's perfect.
Nice. Easy come, easy go.
Exactly.
Hopefully it's the last one you have to buy. As long as you could just get new batteries. It should last you quite a while, I would think.
Yeah, it should. My neighbor's had his for like 8-9 years. He said they said the only problem is after like 10 years or so, the battery just goes. Like, you don't even know. Like, it'll be running fine, and all of a sudden, boom, it's done.
Yeah, there's like those lithium ion, those batteries don't have, there's only a certain amount of charges that it can hold after a certain amount of time. So, yeah, they'll just die at some point.
And they also said the nice thing about these batteries, too, is that you can do half charges. You don't have, before you used to have to kind of run it all the way down before you charged it.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they said now it's like if you've only used a quarter, you can just throw it on and charge it up and it doesn't hurt the battery.
Yeah. That's good.
Sounds we're such good. Nerds, aren't we?
That's exciting. You like it, buying it is. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I do. Now, I was watching this guy, and he does demos for Steel. So Steel sent them some stuff, but they said, I also want you to use our safety equipment. So they have a hard hat, and it's gorgeous because you know their color is just that ugly bright orange.
Yeah, yeah.
And it says Steel across the front. But then it has, like, the ear protectors. So I'm like, God, I could use this and then put, you know, when I'm listening to a podcast, put it under the ear protectors. So now I'm canceling out a lot of the noise.
Yeah.
And
so you want to wear a hard hat while you cut
Yeah, and I brought it. I kind of ran it past Kristen. She's like, no, you're not getting it. I'm like, she's like, you're going to look like an idiot. I'm like, that's the whole point. Like, cutting grass with a hard hat?
That's ridiculous.
Isn't that
one thing if you're like using a chainsaw or something.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you could just get like noise canceling headphones if you want to listen to podcasts. With the electric mower, it probably isn't that loud anyway. Probably listen to the podcast anyway.
Yeah, it was a lot better, but would you wear a hot hat while you cut the grass? You
wouldn't. No, I would not.
That's even too dumb for you?
That's pretty dumb, yeah. But I'm an idiot. I don't even wear like glasses when I weed whack. Get things flying up at my face, so
it's funny because they said like, you know, to wear that. So I have my my glasses, my sunglasses. Mm-hmm. So I cut with my sunglasses on. Then I started weed whacking, right? And I got drilled in the eye. I'm like, damn it. And I'm like trying to rub this thing out. And I'm like, I got my glasses like on the top of my golf visor.
Yeah. So
I'm like,
helps.
Maybe I should put them back on.
Yeah, that'd be good. It is helpful.
But you don't want to damage your Oakleys. You'd rather just take one in the eye.
Take one in the cornea. Yeah.
I mean, those Oakleys aren't cheap, Bill.
That's true.
Do I want to hear your beer of the week is what
yeah.
you're going to say?
Yeah, that sure. is what I was going to say. This week I have a cocktail in a can, Bill.
Oh.
This one's called the American Mule, like apostrophe M, American Mule, Mexican style. So this is a ready-to-drink.
You guys have some burritos tonight at the compound? Is that the reason?
I did some grilled pork chops, actually. They came out fantastic. A couple of some big portobello mushroom caps. Threw those on the grill as well.
Ah, oh, that a boy.
Good stuff. So this is the Mexican-style American Mule. It's tequila with lime juice, natural ginger, other natural flavors, and caramel color. 7% alcohol by volume, 12-ounce can. American Mule. Out of Santa Monica, California. Let's see. One sip. Everybody knows the rules.
Easy.
A carbonated craft cocktail. Ooh. The lime flavor really comes through. No alcohol flavor to it, which is dangerous. Very refreshing. Speaking of cutting the grass, this would be a great one to drink right after you cut the grass. Very refreshing and summery. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like these craft cocktails and the ready-to-drink cocktail. I'm not a big mixed drink
cocktail
guy.
Sure.
Because I don't want to have all the bottles of stuff hanging around and have to make my own drinks. I'm lazy. But these cocktails in a can, that's right up my alley. Crack one of those open, pour it over some ice. Beautiful. I'm going to give this one an 8.2.
Wow, that's a high
it's
score.
It's good. So, as far as like these craft cocktails go, this one's very good.
That's a good score.
Mm-hmm. 8.2 for the American Mule.
Oh.
Mexican style.
Mexican style.
All right. Anything else here? Should we take a break?
We could take a break.
All right. We'll be right back.
Did you ever have to make up your mind to pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind? Did you ever have to finally decide and say yes to one and let the other one ride? There's so many changes and tears you must hide. Did you ever have to finally decide? Sometimes there's one with big blue eyes, cute as a bunny,
with hair down to here and plenty of money.
And just when you think she's that one in the world, your heart gets stolen by some massive little girl. And then you know you better.
Back for break, episode number 327 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. And we are going to do a little Disney Would You Rather this week.
Would you rather?
And it was serendipitous. I think Schaefer kind of spawned it in the back of our heads, right?
He did, because
with the stupidest
that
question, by the way.
No, you know what? I'm gonna answer that one in a little while. Actually,
I think it was a bad question.
Okay, I'm gonna after our second break, I'm gonna answer it.
All right. Well, then I won't spoil it. But he spawned it, so he asked basically a "Would you rather" question, and then we both said, "Well, let's just do an episode of that." I just like Barry and Schaefer, but I think it was a bad question.
I know you do.
Well, I guess we should get right to it. We're going to ask each other five. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask you one, and then we'll go back and forth. Well, we can answer our own as well, right? You want to give what you would do?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Of course.
I assumed, but then we don't know each other's questions, so hopefully we don't have any repeats. It would be pretty
This is raw right now.
Yes. Yes.
There was no, I mean, this wasn't, I sat by the pool. Ooh, that's a good question. Let me think about how I'm going to answer that. I mean, this is cutting room raw
I didn't,
material.
Yeah, I
right
didn't
now.
Even really come up with my own answers to them. I'm going to answer on the spot because I have, like, obviously I know what I'm asking, so it's in my head, but I don't have a set answer to all these yet.
Okay.
But we'll see as we move along. So do you want me to ask you first, or would you like to ask me first?
You flip a coin.
Call it in the air.
Okay. Tails.
It's heads. I guess I'll ask first.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start with the simplest one I came up with.
All right.
Very easy. Cut and dry. Monorail or Skyliner? It's tough, right?
Yeah, it is tough because you got one that's just classic old. Lots of memories. I'm going to go Skyliner.
Wow, okay. I love the views.
I
had a feeling it's newer. It's a game changer. That's the thing with the Skyliner. I think I agree. I was kind of on the fence, but as much as the monorail is fantastic, like you said, old school and everything, I'd rather be going into Epcot than going into the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, the Magic Kingdom one is too many stops. Mm-hmm. It gets way too crowded. But yeah, you're right. Now, if I had to pick going from the Transportation and Ticket Center to Epcot, I might have a different answer.
That's true. The Epcot ride is so much better because you go through the park, too, which is fantastic.
Yeah, it's awesome, isn't
that
it?
That is great. I haven't done that in a long time, now that I think of it. Skyliner's cool because you're kind of there on your own. If you have, like, a party of five or six, you have the whole thing to yourself, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. More private.
Which, by the way, in the post-corona era, that's going to be a very hot transportation system because you just keep parties together. No commingling. Yes. It's going to be, that's very well used.
And even when that place was, when we got out of Epcot and the place was packed, like I said, it took 15 minutes to get on. They just put Kristen and I on. They're not trying to get five in a.
Right.
So, I mean, they're very accommodating. They move really quickly, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, that's another advantage of it. So, I agree. I think we agree on that one. It's a simple question, but it's not a simple one to answer. It's not an obvious choice.
No,
it's
not.
No. All right. What's your first question for me?
On a non-park day, mm-hmm. would you rather spend an afternoon at Typhoon Lagoon or Disney Springs?
Ooh. Non-park. That's a tough one.
It was easier for me, but
you're not a big Disney Springs guy.
I am not.
So I figured, you love the water parks.
Mm-hmm.
Now for me, I like Typhoon Lagoon better than Blizzard Beach. So it's
and that's why I brought it up. I was going to say a water park, but I know that you like Typhoon Lagoon better.
Yeah, I like that one a little bit better. I do like Disney Springs, but I feel like. I think I'm going to go with the water park because...
Interesting.
Because as much as I like Disney Springs, I feel like that's always potential. Like a non-park day, you're now getting like your own thing. It's its own separate entity going to the water park. Where Disney Springs, you can kind of squeeze that in anywhere.
Correct.
It doesn't have to be a whole day, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going to go with Typhoon Lagoon. I haven't been there as much, so I do kind of... have a desire to go back. So that's probably part of the reason why I picked it as well.
Once you do the Lazy River.
I love the Lazy River.
It's so nice.
I love Lazy Rivers.
Because what I love is like, usually I just jump in and I'll swim for a while. I'll just do breaststrokes and just swim it for a while. And then when we get to the next drop off, I'll just grab somebody's tube as they're getting off and then sit in a tube for a while. It's just, it's so nice.
And you could stay in the wave pool for hours too.
Oh, I used to do the wave pool. I still do for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't been there in a long time. I'd like to, that's a good one. Yeah, the water park's fun. Lazy Rivers are the best.
Aren't they?
I gotta watch that show you were talking about where the guy built the Lazy River in his own pool.
I'll have to see if I can
find that
link.
On YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so you're picking the same then, obviously, I would think.
Yep, I picked Typhoon Lagoon. Mm-hmm.
All right, this next one is tough, I think. Again, I don't know the answer. Would you rather eat all your meals for a whole vacation at the All-Star Food Court or eat all your meals at the Magic Kingdom?
I'm going to pick the Magic Kingdom.
Just for variety's sake?
Yeah, because you can get a couple decent sit-downs.
That's true.
Skipper Canteen.
Even Be Our Guest for Lunch is pretty good, yeah. I mean, it's not the best, but yeah, I maybe it wasn't that difficult of a question, but I thought it was worth asking because as we both basically always agree, the Magic Kingdom has pretty bad food.
Now, if you said, now if you took it down a notch and said Magic Kingdom Quick Service or the All Stars Food Court,
that's kind of what I was thinking. I didn't really take the sit downs into consider. I was thinking like Quick Serves.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just amend it on the fly. So
yeah, the Quicks. Then I'm picking the All Stars.
Okay, you're picking the All Stars. They are that bad, aren't they?
The Magic Kingdom Quick Service. Oh, they're awful.
And that's taking into account. That's not taking into account the fact that like. Obviously, we're not going to say, oh, well, you'd be at Epcot, and then all of a sudden you have to travel back to All-Stars to have lunch. It's not like, it's just, you know, it's just a thought experiment kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because obviously, the practicality of it, the All-Stars would never come into play. But as far as the quality of the food, they're both pretty far down there. I think I'd still take the Magic Kingdom Quick Serves just because I don't mind the Mexican one, Pecos.
Pecos Guillermo's, yep.
And then Columbia Harbor House is decent enough where I think those two are better than what you get at the All-Stars.
Okay.
And I could make it work with those.
That's fair.
But it's close. It's definitely close. Yeah, I asked it wrong at first because the sit-downs, you know, like the Liberty Inn,
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Liberty Tree Tavern is so good. Like, that's good enough.
Even a sandwich place, Plaza. That's on my list.
That's true.
I do want to hit that place.
Yeah, it's hard to compare a sit-down to a quick serve. So, all right, what's your next one for me?
Would you rather have a 2-3-bedroom condo / apartment or 150 DVC points to use every year? So you can do a vacation. Do you want to come down to your condo or do you want to stay? Because 150 points is pretty much what you could get at a nice deluxe for a week.
For like a two-bedroom?
You could do like a two at
like Animal Kingdom or something.
Old Key West or Saratoga.
So basically, it's 1 week.
Correct, 1 week. You're 1 week vacation a year.
Now, can I use my condo as much as I want, or it's still just for the week?
Well, I mean, you could use it for as much as you want. And obviously, it's a no-brainer because this thing's going to appreciate.
No, I'm not talking about
you could get
like
rental
like amenity.
I'm just talking everything being equal. Yeah.
That's a good question because. I'm thinking, like, would I rather stay at a studio at the Polynesian or would I rather stay at, like, that three-bedroom we had at Orange Lake?
Uh-huh.
And that's tough because I like being in the bubble, but what we got for what we paid at Orange Lake was ridiculous. Uh-huh.
It was.
And the condo, like, your own condo, like, some of those vacation properties, like, that are the condos that are built just to be vacation homes for people, the amenities there are ridiculous, too.
Oh, they so are.
And you're a little outside of it, but sometimes you want to be a little outside of it.
Especially when you got kids who have to nap.
Yeah, if it's like a studio, using my DVC points for a studio versus a two-bedroom or three-bedroom condo, I'm taking the condo. The extra bedrooms at this point in my life with the girls being the age, it's a
game changer for
definitely.
You, are they?
Yeah. Like having to share a hotel room, it's fine, but... At 8 o'clock, the lights are out, TV's off, and you're just sitting there staring at your phone for 4 hours until you fall asleep.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you get them in their bedrooms, and then you can watch TV on the living room. You can sit out on the porch. None of that's happening at Caribbean Beach. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a game changer. Yeah, I'm going to go with the condo.
Okay.
What about you? What would you choose?
It's hard because I live here, so it would be nice to be able to have a week where I could stay at the Grand Floridian or Animal Kingdom.
Well, especially 150 points, that'd be like 3 or 4 weekends for you.
Yeah, and I could use it a heck of a lot differently. Yeah. That's a tough one, actually. I think I'd still probably do the condo because now I can take the roads up there with me. So
that's what I was thinking about the dog. Yeah, that would be a change for you. All right, well, along the same lines, this is basically a re-asking a similar question. Would you rather stay a week at Pop Century or a night at the Contemporary?
Because
you like Pop Century. We're going your favorite value against the deluxe you haven't done yet.
That I haven't been to.
6 nights versus 1 night, or 7, whatever you want, 7 nights versus 1 night. So that's tough. I think that's a tough question.
It is, because... I think I'm going to go with, I was going to say Pop. I think I'll just do the Contemporary because I'll just eat there and do my.
But see, you could do that on your week at Pop, though. You could sneak
into
the pool
and
do all that. You just don't get to sleep there. It's tough. I mean,
but these are hard because I do it differently because I live here. Because mm-hmm. I was going to ask you a couple questions that were kind of targeted toward me, and then I'm like, yeah, but he doesn't live here, so I got to make it as if, you know, he only gets down here for his week vacation.
Right. And it's easier for you, like, you're like, well, yeah, one night's enough for me. Whereas for...
Yeah, because then I can do it the follow, you know, a month
or
later.
Just drive
or
up another time. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, no, if I lived in Rhode Island, no, I'd rather do the week at Pop.
Sure. Which is what that's my answer.
Right.
Because the week is worth it for me over the one night. I didn't want to make it, like, a night in the Cinderella Castle suite, which I know doesn't appeal to you necessarily, but, like, the presidential suite at Yacht Club, yeah, you're going to pick a night in that over pretty much anything.
Right.
But, you know, just a standard room at the Contemporary. Yeah, so you're picking the Contemporary. It could be, I'm guessing mostly because you haven't been there before.
Because I haven't been there.
Like, if I said Grand Floridian, even though you like it the best, you may have changed because you've been there recently.
Yep.
All right. Next question.
We're going to talk about walking tours. Would you rather do Keys to the Kingdom at the Magic Kingdom or Wild Africa Trek at Animal Kingdom?
That's a good one. They're both like a good 3 or 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
And they're both approximately the same price. They're in the
$300 to $400
range.
Yeah, and a $150
range.
I think around two.
I thought they were much more than that. But either way, they're close to the same price. That's tough. I feel like the Animal Kingdom one seems like it's cooler, but I think I would enjoy the Magic Kingdom one more. I'm not like a huge, like, I like going to Animal Kingdom, but I don't really care about, you know, I'm going to sound like a jerk, like all the conservation stuff, and they're going to talk about, you know, what they're doing to keep the species protection program alive. Like, that doesn't really interest me as much as it's good that they're doing it. Like, yep. I don't care. I'd rather just know about where they keep the Christmas decorations at the Magic Kingdom. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to pick the Keys to the Kingdom.
And do that underground
tour. Yeah, yeah. I
think
see
you're
going to
learn a heck of a lot of stuff that you've always wanted to know.
So you're picking the same. Because you've always kind of wanted to do the Wild Africa Trek, but the Keys to the Kingdom appeals a little more to you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I had to do either or, I think right now that would be like the head of my list.
All right. This next one is a little bit of a goofy question, but I think only you and I would appreciate this one. Especially you. You've done both of these things. Would you rather work... I know it doesn't exist. Would you rather be a caddy at the Palm and Magnolia or work bag drop at the Palm and Magnolia? And you have to take into account, where do you think you could make more money?
Oh.
Because you can hustle at the bag drop, and I think you might be able to make more money than doing a loop. But, you know, a resort caddy, if they had that, you're probably making $100 a bag plus tip.
Yeah.
So you're looking at $250 a day. You're not going to make that much at bag drop, I don't think.
No, you're not.
So you could take that. But maybe I could be wrong about it. Could be $150, you know, a day caddying, which is still pretty good.
I think I'd rather loop.
Yeah,
I'd rather loop because I'd get to know the courses, and I would love to talk to them about blind shots and all that. You know, like when you really get to know the course?
Yeah. Reading the greens. Oh, this one looks like it's going to break left, but trust me, it goes uphill. The grain brings it up the hill a little bit at the end.
I'm going to send you a link. There's these two kids, and they just play matches all the time, and they're killing it. They're getting like 100,000 views and stuff. I just found them. And they do 9 holes on a Sunday. Well, they did 9 at the Palm, and then the following week they did 9 at the Magnolia.
Oh, nice!
And they do every hole, so you get to see every hole. It's really good. They talk some stuff, so I'll send you the link. But anyways, that sixth hole, that par 3, their signature with the Mickey bunker.
Yeah,
I've played. I keep forgetting that hole plays longer.
Yeah, like a half club.
It
longer.
It plays longer because we all came. I mean, Schaefer blew it into the woods.
Oh, we don't have to talk
he
about that.
It on, yeah, he bounced it on the cart path. But you and I both hit, you know, I pulled mine just a little bit, and I was way short in the water, and you ended up, you were short of the green by that bunker.
Yeah.
So we were
I
both
made up
short
and down, though.
Yeah, you did.
We will put that on the record.
But yeah, I'd like to know the just the holes and get to talk to people.
this question, I agree. I mean, I love Caddy, and so that's an easy answer for me. But this question was born out of me just wishing you could take a Caddy there. I would love to take a
Caddy. Wouldn't that be fantastic?
Oh, it would be so great. You get the same guy all three rounds. He kind of follows you around. Especially like if you like him, you request him the next.
We've always said that like that's our dream is to play one of those high end courses with the caddy.
Yeah, I'd love to go to like Pinehurst and just take a caddy or something.
It would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be so great. I'd almost be embarrassed because I'm not that good, but I think a caddy could pull a good score out of you.
Yeah, like when you're thinking about something stupid, and he's like, "Whoa, Gary, what are you thinking here?"
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, no, play it down this side, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, he's probably going to save you a few shots.
Yeah, he's like, trust me, just ease up on the seven. Ease up on the seven. You don't need to kill an eight. You ease up on the seven. You're going to be fine. Even if you go long, you want to go long on this one. You don't want to be short. It's easy to chip back up the hill, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. You know, that saves shots here and there, especially for hackers like
right.
us.
Right. We need to save every possible shot we can.
Oh, yeah. Did you like that question?
That's a good question.
All right, what's your next one?
We're going to talk the Jammin's Trip.
Ooh,
Speaking of golf,
yes.
Would you rather stay at the Holiday in Orange Lake and play golf or stay at a 3-bedroom DVC of your choice and just hang out with the boys?
Ooh, so the Orange Lake, the same exact one we stayed in, basically.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic.
It was gorgeous.
And golf. And the other one is a 3-bedroom... at any DVC, but no golf. We're just staying at the resort, basically.
Yeah.
No parks, no golf, just resort.
Yeah, I mean, we could do something. We could maybe do a park or something, do it the same way we did last time with it, got the two
golf
days or whatever. Golf's out.
Nah, I'm taking Orange Lake with the golf. I love the golf. I mean, that may be short-sighted, but I love the golf. I mean, I can't go to the Gentleman's Trip and just sit. I could sit in those rooms, but I want to. I'd
hang
feel
out
like
in pools,
so.
Eat.
Eh, not, don't get me wrong, I would enjoy that.
It would be a lot of fun.
But the golf is so fun.
I mean,
think of the stories we have from golf.
Absolutely,
who's in my head. I mean, that would be gone. No Lake Buena Vista cart breaking. Huffing my bag on the 17th hole at Lake Buena Vista is a memory that everyone's gonna have forever.
Oh, this is
that ranger still hasn't forgotten it. He's in therapy.
This isn't
there.
Good. You're not supposed to be carrying.
Yeah.
We're trying to move along, buddy. We got a dead cart on the green on 16. What do you want us to sit there and wait for somebody easy go guy to come and fix it next Tuesday?
The easy go. Yeah, I got a 12:30 next week available. All right, we'll just wait.
Yeah, we used to pull our carts in and unplug the ones that were not working, so you knew not to pull them out.
Yeah.
So you got the five. Oh, by the way, Pods, we got one on 16 green, too.
Oh, man.
I picked the same thing, though, Billy.
The Orange Lake.
Yeah, I picked, because the golf is too important.
The golf is very important. Now, Doug would definitely choose the DVC.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he doesn't golf. But Schaefer would be on the fence. We'll have to ask him later and see what he says. Because that's a toss-up, because he likes the golf, but I don't think he really cares about the golf that much like we do.
Yeah, that's the trip. It's the Gentleman's golf trip.
Right. That's a good question.
Thank you.
All right, this is my last one.
Yep.
I think this is the most difficult one.
Okay.
I could be wrong. You might
surprise. And I tried to save yours for the most difficult wrong and I or difficult one and I could be wrong too, so we'll see.
Would you rather only be able to go to Epcot or only be able to go to the other three parks and never go to Epcot?
Oh, that's brutal.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
That's awful. Because I was trying to think of a similar one, too. And I think mine included Epcot in one or the other three. So I gave you a bonus. That's hard.
I think it's a very difficult
question. That is so difficult because I don't know which one I'm going to pick. Because I would miss the Magic Kingdom because that's where I went with my parents when I was a kid.
Right.
And I would miss that. And even like Pots of Hollywood Studios. Like, oh, I remember going to Indiana Jones with my parents and my grandfather.
Right.
And wow.
I think you have to take the quantity over the quality.
Which I'm thinking about doing because then I can just say, you know what? Epcot changed and it's not the Epcot I know.
You know,
and
that's
screw
what
it.
That's in the back of the head.
Yes.
It's like, Who knows what Spaceship Earth is going to be? Who knows what it's going to be in 5 years? And then you pick it and then you end up hating it and resenting it. At least now it could just be a beacon in your head forever. And like, this was perfect. I left it as it was. Now I'm on to
the I'm going with the three.
I mean, I know it's I kind of so pointed hard, you that though. Way, but it's I think so that's hard. A really tough question. The World Showcase, it will be missed. That's the toughest part. Like, Future World, they've ruined that pretty much already. Spaceship Earth's a great attraction. We both love it.
Yeah.
Living with the Land. I don't know, man. I can't. I don't think I could live without Living with the Land and Spaceship Earth, though.
No.
That's tough. Luckily, this is not binding or legal, and we don't have to follow these. It's a thought experiment. A very difficult one. I think I have to go with the same answer, but it's a very tough one. You ask me tomorrow, and it could be a different answer, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's tough. I think that was the best one, so I wanted to save it for last.
Because World was the Showcase, hard, most difficult that's decision. All I do, like, when I stay...
All the restaurants. No more spicy udon noodle bowl.
You're killing me right now.
Right?
I'm so glad that these are hypotheticals, because this is really hard.
Very difficult. Yes, I agree.
Did I make the right choice?
You would pick, listeners. I don't know if you made the right choice. You made the same choice I did. Whichever choice you made, you would be always looking at the other and be like, I think I messed this up.
That's really difficult.
I think I did the wrong thing, you know? Because if you're on, like, Splash Mountain, you're like, oh, this is great. But you're like, I miss Soarin', though.
Yeah.
And you can never go there. So, and vice versa.
Thank God for YouTube.
Yes, exactly. That's true. That's a good point. Maybe in the next edition of this, we may have to bring some of that into play.
Yes.
YouTube content, things like that. All right, what's your last one? A very difficult one for me.
Okay, you're going to spend a week.
Mm-hmm.
You can stay a week at your dream Wilderness Lodge.
Ooh, okay.
On a Disney dining plan, but you can do the one, you can do the one, one sit down and one quick service, because you got the girls and sit downs aren't necessarily perfect for them, but you can do, you know, the character dinners and but you're not going to the parks.
Ooh.
So it's a non-park vacation.
Okay.
At Wilderness Lodge. At Wilderness on the Lodge. Disney dining plan.
The dining, okay, that's pretty good.
Or a week at All-Star Movies.
Mm.
7-day park hopper in a quick service dining plan.
Only quick service. So it's even a worse dining plan.
Correct.
Than I get the park tickets.
Correct.
Ooh. I think I would pick Wilderness Lodge. I might get vetoed in my household, though.
Yeah.
I don't think the consensus, I think I'd be outvoted in that one.
Okay.
So I think I'd be ponying up at All-Star Movies.
But you're saying, this would
be
your choice.
Yes.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is your show.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I could trick them at this point because they're still young enough. Go to a couple character meals, go play mini golf. Can I go to the water park?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can make it work.
Yeah.
I could swing that vacation.
Yep. Yeah. You do mini golf. You do downtown Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could even maybe
water parks.
Maybe do a little off campus stuff and like go to
SeaWorld. Yeah, I'm thinking
World
like a Gatorland or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just can't go in the four parks.
Correct.
Basically. Okay. Everything else is doable, just not the four parks.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I could make that work. That's an easy one.
And that's
for me, plus the dining plan.
That's a hard one because, again, you live in Rhode Island. So this is your 1 week trip. Of course you want to do the parks.
Right. But when the girls are young, like they are, like if I did that this summer,
you could get away with it.
We're only going to be in the parks for 3 or 4 hours before meltdowns start happening and naps and everything. So I'd rather just, you know, I'll say, all right, I'd rather be at the better accommodations, a better pool. I can hang out at my favorite place.
Yeah, your favorite
have
place.
Some drinks over there at Geyser Point. Yeah. You know, the lobby there is so great. Get on the boat, go around to the other resorts and have meals there with the dining plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could make it work.
That's a nice vacation, isn't it?
That would be a nice. I mean, that's ideal for me. Plus, you save.
That's almost where you pull the spreadsheet and you're doing the savings from the park tickets.
I think you'd still
and then
be
the added
less
expenses from the Wilderness Lodge.
In the bigger dining plan,
that's
yeah,
true.
I think you'd still make out, but it'd be closer than you think.
And I had to throw like the movies because if I said pop, that's a, that t- tilts the scale.
Makes it easier. Yeah, pop's better. But the All-Star movies have the updated rooms.
Oh, that's right.
The food court's not as good.
I didn't know which one the worst one was.
Yeah, I think they updated all of them.
Oh, they updated them all now?
Yeah, but I get what your point is. Like, a non-refurbed room in one of those would be tougher, obviously. But, I mean, being at the parks, like, if they were 8 and 10.
There's no way.
You'd pick the All-Star because you're going to be in the room for 10 minutes a day.
Right.
And you don't worry about it, and then you're just taking that vacation. But at this age where I can kind of get away with not taking them to the parks and kind of tricking them a little bit, mm-hmm. I think I could make it work, and I'd be so much happier at Wilderness Lodge.
Okay.
And that's ultimately what it comes down to is how happy I am.
Which is funny because that's going to last 15, 16, 17 years, then it's going to go back mm-hmm. to where they might be like, oh, yeah, let's go out for a nice meal. Oh, let's go play golf, Dad. Yeah, I'll take this.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we could go back to Epcot, but why don't we go play Fantasia Gardens mini golf instead? Yeah. Okay, sign me up.
These were good questions.
They were good questions, I think. A good mix. Some stupid ones, but all tough choices. I don't think there are any no-brainers.
No, there weren't.
And we know no-brainers, because between the two of us, we have no-brainers.
Oh, so. Wow, that was a...
really reaching for that one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, though, reach out to us on social media and let us know what your answers would be to these questions, and we'll read them next week on the episode, because I'd be interested to see what other people would choose in some of these scenarios. I mean, we geared them to each other a little bit, but some of them are more universal type, like everyone would have a tough time with. Like, I don't think Sue Willing really cares if she's a caddy or a bag drop person.
Probably not.
It's not going to be... It might be a tough decision because she
We could ask her if she
either.
Wanted to be a cart girl, though.
That's true. The beer girl?
Yeah.
Make some good money doing that.
Yeah, I bet you do out there.
Anyway, so let's take a break because you said you wanted to get to Schaefer's stupid question after the break,
yep.
right? All right, let's do that.
Your ball's right over there. Go straight and you can't miss it. Mrs. Havercamp, you go that way and it's right over... Mrs. Havercamp, you need this.
Oh, I might at that.
Yeah. Mr. Havercamp, your ball's right over here, sir. It's right there. No, Mr. Havercamp, the green's right over there. It's that way. Look, sir, just bend a little bit that way and swing away and just straight up. It's fine. Great.
That's a peach, son. Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
All right, we're back for break, episode number 327 in the books of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. We did some Would You Rather, and I think this could be a recurring segment.
I think so.
A good one.
I really looked forward to it because it was just going to be so... I didn't know what the questions were.
Yeah, that's the thing, too. And this will be one of those that it's Thursday evening. What are we talking about tomorrow? Well, we want to do another Would You Rather, and it might end up being a great episode. You know what I mean? So we'll always have that kind of in our back pocket. Now, you talk about Schaefer. Why don't you recap what he asked that kind of set this whole thing in motion?
So he said, would you rather spend a weekend every month in the presidential suite at the yacht club?
Mm-hmm.
Or be able to play the Magnolia course anytime I wanted. Then he changed it and he said any three Disney courses. I can play whenever I wanted.
Yeah, you're basically a member at all three.
Uh-huh.
Or a weekend a month at the presidential.
Right.
I mean, to me, I think that's a dumb question.
You know what?
Because the price, is, like if you did the weekend a month, you could just go play whatever you want. Like, you can still play. It's going to be less to play there.
That place is about $2,000 a night. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at about $48,000 to $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
To stay there.
I just think you time it, like, one weekend's 4th of July weekend, one weekend's Christmas weekend. You know, you time it to those, and it's I don't know. It seems like a no-brainer to me. I'll pay out of pocket for golf if I want to go play.
You know what, though? I didn't want to look at it from a dollars or cents thing.
Okay. That's why I'm saying it's stupid, just because the dollars and cents.
Dollars and cents, it makes no sense. And the other thing is, I don't live there. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pretend that these golf courses are in my backyard.
Well, okay, so that's another thing, is I didn't know if, like, all of a sudden it means you could play 200 times a year there.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend that it's near me, because there's no way it would ever make sense to drive up there on a Saturday.
Right, exactly.
So I'm going to pretend it's in Sarasota, or very close to me. Now it kind of changes, because that would be nice to have access to those three courses whenever the heck you wanted.
I agree with that, except... Who are you going to play with? You're just going to go and join up with three random idiots? Or
I actually like playing with different people, so that doesn't bother me at all. Especially, like, people want to talk Disney. They're there for a reason.
That's true.
So you can have the Disney conversation where you're staying. You know me.
You're Matthew.
Oh, Matthew.
He was not a big fan of Disney.
Yeah, no, he was not. Neither was Mike.
He was a big fan of Greg Norman, though.
No, remember Mike, the other guy from Washington, D.C.?
No, he liked
it. He didn't hate it, but he still wasn't a huge fan.
Yeah.
Because remember, he was defeated because he was going to meet his wife. They were staying at Bay Lake Tower.
And he said that
they were going to sit by the pool and have a couple drinks, and she was pretty much going to tell him what they were doing next.
It's funny to me, and I think you're in the same boat, because people like that are like, oh, yeah, I don't really like Disney, yet you're playing golf and enjoying it, and that's part of it. Like, everyone thinks it's just like, oh, Disney's Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, sitting on Main Street getting hit.
Yeah, if you were only doing that, yeah, I probably wouldn't like it that much either. After a while, if all you could do is go in the park and be amongst the crowds, it's all the other stuff that I like. Yeah,
absolutely.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I still don't think, if you told me, like, I think the better question would be, you're a member at those three courses, or you get a weekend, not a weekend a month, just a weekend at the presidential. I think that's tougher.
But I thought the weekend a month, I might just get tired of it and be like, oh, I got to go up there this weekend.
Oh, yeah, you would get tired of it.
I don't know, though. I might just get tired
club
of
level?
It.
You would kill for club level.
Club level.
Once.
Yeah. I did like the club level.
Just for that. You would stay in an All-Star Movies like room if it was club level.
Oh, that was nice. That was so nice.
Because, again, that's the talking thing. The other people, oh, where are you from? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we come up once a week.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Club level was that messed me up.
It did.
They should have never done that, because I would never consider club level in a million years. And they just,
maybe that's why they did
ruined
it, Billy.
Me.
What do you think? You think they're just doing it out of generosity?
It's some cocaine. Oh, no. Yeah,
Just try it. It's fine. Yeah.
And you just got the shakes like 3 hours later. I need more of that.
Be you.
So you're picking Yacht Club too?
Oh, yeah, easily.
Okay.
Because I just don't know how often, I guess, saying, like, yeah, 200 times a year playing there, even then, I'd still pick that, because
that's hard.
For the difference in money, I could join a really nice private place.
Yeah, but then it's not necessarily that you're going to spend that money anyways.
True, because you're just getting it for nothing.
So now you could have... What you don't have is the membership at all three courses.
But I still think the club level presidential suite's more unique than playing at those courses.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a more unique experience to me.
And the more I thought about it, the more difficult that question was for me.
Yeah, I'm sticking with my original.
Because I still think being able to play up there all the time would be sweet.
Now, if it wasn't, like, crowded, if it wasn't, like, a resort court, like, if you could go out...
Just throw the bag on my shoulder and run
around. That changes it. But you're still playing with idiots that have a 26 handicap that shoot 114.
That's true.
You're behind the Havocamps on hole 6.
Who are the Havocamps?
That's from Caddyshack.
Oh, is it?
Remember the old people the kids caddied for? Mrs. Havocamp?
Vaguely, no. I guess I'll have to watch it again.
She starts walking in, like, towards the pond. He has to, like, turn her away. No, this way, Mrs. Havocamp. Oh, okay. It's funny.
Isn't that a great movie?
Yeah. Oh, hon, that's a peach. I love Cash.
I haven't seen
that movie in a long time. Anyway, I guess on that note, we should probably wrap it up. What do you say?
All right.
You can find us on all the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at WDWBTG. Go to YouTube.com and search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, anywhere podcasts are sold. Go to WDW Beyond the Gates. Subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. You can email us info@wdwbtg.com, Gary@wdwbtg.com, and Mike@wdwbtg.com. What do we have coming up, sir?
I haven't even looked.
Next week's episode, right?
Huh?
You told me you had a plan for next week. I thought you wanted to kind of preview next week's episode here.
Next
didn't you
week?
Send that to me?
Oh, did I? Yeah, I did. What did I want to do? The top five attractions?
Yeah, so next week we're going to talk about our top five attractions in the four parks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna do a list, top five list. So five in each park, then, is what we're saying.
No, top five overall.
More difficult. I was going to say the top five in each park is not that bad, but okay.
No, that's simple.
Especially like Hollywood Studios is only like three attractions anyway. Top five total. yeah, that'll be tough. So we'll talk about that next week. Send us your list as well, and we can mention it on the show. Anything else you want to add here?
No.
All right, that's going to do it for episode number 327 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E.